USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and the First Lady are meeting with survivors at a hospital in Dayton, Ohio, following the recent mass murders in the Ohio City. Former Ohio Republican governor and frequent Trump critic John Kasich says today is not the time to be political.
Look, he's coming, so this should be a day of healing. And, you know, this is not a day to be debating Donald Trump. You know, he's the president. He's coming here. People, I'm sure, are going to have some things to say, and that's all part of America. But this is a day for him to come and help heal.
The president and first lady will also be in El Paso, Texas, to meet with grieving families and first responders following the mass murders in their city as well. The bumpy ride on Wall Street continues as the Dow is down over 300 points. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Well, it's that time of year. Parents are happy, kids and teachers not so much. And everybody's got to get used to new sleep patterns again. It's difficult to adjust to that unless you've got something that's going to really, really help you sleep good. And when parents are paying all this money for school supplies and such, wouldn't you like to know you're getting the best price ever on a MyPillow? That's right, the lowest price ever offered on the two-pack of premium pillows. You use my promo code USA, and you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. You're never going to find it that price retail either. All the information, 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, send it back. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175 and save a bunch of money on a good night's sleep with a MyPillow.
Centoya Brown walked free from a Tennessee prison on Wednesday after serving 15 years behind bars for the murder of a man she says bought her so he could have sex with her when she was 16. Former Democratic Governor of Tennessee Bill Haslam explains his decision to grant Brown clemency on the Today Show.
Centoya really had done what we hope happens when people are incarcerated. In the end, we decided the right thing and that society was better off with Centoya out of prison.
Advocates for sex trafficking victims say Brown's release 36 years early is a victory for their cause. Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, tells Fox News President Trump is focused on reforming gun laws and not the people who are criticizing him.
It is the president, not the wannabe president, who's going across this country today to try to bring people together, and then returning here to Washington tonight, Bill and Sandra, waiting for Congress to do its job, put legislation on his desk that he can sign and make a difference in this country.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
New claims of sexual abuse are facing the Boy Scouts of America. A lawsuit filed this week shows hundreds of former scouts have come forward in recent months to say they were molested. James Kretzer is one of those accusers. He sits down with NBC News and explains the toll the alleged abuse has had on his life.
I was actually sitting in the middle of the highway, the big road, waiting, and I can remember just thinking, it'll just be okay if a big truck comes by. It'll be over. I don't have to deal with this anymore.
SpaceX has another successful launch. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The MS-17 communications satellite for the Israeli company Spacecom launched from Florida despite unfavorable weather. The Falcon 9 rocket lifted off at 7:23, a half an hour later than originally scheduled due to earlier rain and clouds in the area. It was launched from Cape Canaveral. Spacecom calls the MS-17 the most advanced satellite designed for Africa. It also will cover parts of Europe and the Middle East. The Israeli satellite, which was built by Boeing, deployed into orbit about 31 minutes after liftoff. On Thursday, the neighboring Launch Complex 41 is set up for an early morning launch, carrying a U.S. Air Force communications satellite atop a United Launch Alliance Atlas V rocket.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.